One of the other things that I really loved when I was reading all of your work is this undercurrent of personal responsibility that runs through everything. And in our society, for whatever reason, people don't like that. Some people really don't like that idea of personal responsibility, that you might be more so than you believe responsible for the circumstances of your life. Because for some people, that shines, that turns the mirror on them and says, you've got no one to blame.
Sure.
It's not the government. It's not this, that, this, your uncle, whatever. It's the decisions you've made. And for some people, that's a motivating thing. It's liberation. It's, oh, I'm in control. Okay. Da, da, da. But it feels like some people would rather there be a puppet master to point to. So what's your beliefs and thoughts on personal responsibility, the importance of it? And if you can as well, like why some people hate it?
I think to me, responsibility is kind of like the core understand, like if there's no personal responsibility, nothing else is ever going to work or improve. You know, to improve anything, you have to believe you have some sort of power or influence on it. And if you have some sort of power or influence, you're responsible for that power and influence. So if you just reject the idea that you're responsible for an area of your life, like if it's like, I'm not responsible for my shitty relationships, it's all their fault, you're basically disempowering yourself from ever improving them, because you're rejecting the idea that you have any influence on them. I think the reason, or one reason why people really kind of bristle at the idea, is I think we tend to mistake responsibility and fault, right? So if I'm like a typical dumb American and try to cross the street in London looking the wrong way, and I get hit by a car, you know, it's not my fault that I got hit by a car, but it's still my responsibility. Like, I still need to take control of my recovery. I need to like take care of my body. I need to decide, you know, what I'm going to do. There's a responsibility in every moment, because in every moment we're choosing what to do, what to perceive, what to believe, what to focus on. Like, that choice is happening every single moment. And because that is a choice, there's responsibility for that choice, right? Mm. I use the example in Subtle Art of like, if somebody left a newborn baby on your doorstep, it's not your fault that there's a baby on your doorstep, but it sure as shit is your responsibility. Like, you have to do something. Like, you can't just shut the door and be like, not my baby. You know, like it just doesn't work that way. And so I think particularly people who have had a lot of bad things happen in their life, and those things are not their fault, it's very, very difficult for them to accept responsibility, because, well, for a couple of reasons. One is, it's once you accept responsibility, it means you have to do something. You have to change something. You have to change your perspective. You have to change your actions. You have to change your beliefs. And all of those things are very uncomfortable. But I think the other thing is that a lot of times people get very attached to their stories, right? So a terrible thing happens to them. It kind of fucks them up. And that becomes their identity. Like, that's how they get sympathy from other people. It's how other people know them. It's the basis of a lot of their relationships. And so they're actually afraid to let it go, right? Like, it's actually a scary thing to let go of that identity. So yeah, it's a hard thing to do, but we all have to kind of go through that struggle.
It's really interesting. It's something that I see a lot in our culture at the moment, specifically with young people, because I think Instagram has created more of a community for that kind of, like, I'm going to just be honest, that kind of like self-pitying blame, and the algorithms are now kind of reinforcing that. And, you know, you'll get more likes if you do the, it's, you know,
I heard it referred to as the victimhood Olympics.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Which is like, oh, you win. You've had the worst shit happen to you. Here's your medal.
One of the kind of self-development, you know, tropes, or like, you know, piece of advice I hear often that's linked to that, is that happiness is a choice. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that phrase?
I mean, I think it's fundamentally true. Obviously, I think it's a little more complicated than that. But it kind of comes back to what I was saying. Like, I think when people say that, what they're referring to is like, in every moment, you get to choose what to focus on, right? So if a car hits me in the middle of the street here, I can either focus on how unlucky I am and how unfair this is and how it fucked up my press trip to the UK, you know, and all this stuff, you know, or I can focus on something else. I can focus on, you know, how fortunate I am to survive, how, you know, and I think this is where kind of like the positive thinking stuff was intended to refer to, you know, like classic self-help of like, just think positive. Like, this is what it was trying to say, but it kind of got distorted and turned into this weird delusional thing. But it's basically like, you know, in every single moment you are choosing how to see things. And so in that sense, you can always choose in every moment to see things in a way that makes you feel better. And it's not easy. It's actually really, really hard. But in that sense, happiness can be a choice. Like, it's always within your power. There's no person on earth that the happiness has been removed from their brain. Like, it's all in there. It's all in you. It's just a question of, do you know how to access it? And will you access it? Will you choose to?
And one of the things that does feel like a choice linked to that is the expectations that we choose for life. And you write about how expectations can really be a curse of happiness.
Yeah.
How do we, so why are our expectations a potential curse, and why are they dangerous, and how do we set better expectations then?
Well, expectations are dangerous because, you know, I think there's I forget who came up with it, but I think there's this like old equation where it's like happiness equals reality minus expectations, you know? So if you have these like huge unreasonable expectations for yourself, you're always going to be disappointed. But then it's a double-edged sword, because if you have like tiny expectations for yourself, then you're not going to try to do anything. So like there's this weird balance where, I mean, I prefer kind of like more of the Buddhist take, which is like, just don't have expectations. Like, just don't expect anything. Like,
is that possible?
No, but but it's kind of like honesty, right? Like it's you never completely get there, but you should still try. And it's particularly useful, I find, in managing anxiety, you know, because anxiety tends to come from just either irrational or outsized expectations, right? So it's like you're about to go on stage and talk to a bunch of people, and your expectation is like, I'm going to bomb, I'm going to look like a fool, like people are going to laugh at me. And it's because of that expectation that you start feeling a lot of anxiety, start feeling terrible. Whereas if you just kind of take the expectation of, you know, this is just another moment, you know, it's going to happen. People are probably not going to remember it. Like, it just is, it's going to be whatever it's going to be. It can eliminate a lot of that. I do that with my book launches. Cause obviously, like any author, I'm like, it was probably the same with you. Like, you know, that when your book is coming out, like you're like crippled on the floor, like everybody's going to hate me. They're all going to laugh at me, you know? And it's, to me, it just helps to just remove any assumption of like what it's going to be. You know, don't assume it's going to do well, but don't assume it's going to do poorly. Like, it's going to do what it's going to do, and you're going to be fine either way.